Welcome to the Transcend Your Health Podcast. I'm your health coach, Erin Avery, and I want to help you find the beauty and balance you desire with food and in your body. Are you ready to go beyond and rise above the limits of negative self-talk, doubt, and fear? Then grab your notebook, get a pen, and let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. What is going on, my beautiful people? I hope you are having a fantastic Monday. Hope your weekend was beautiful. I spent the weekend hanging out with a dear friend of mine, and we had so much fun, so many laughs. So I am refreshed and ready to bring you this podcast episode. So I was thinking about this one day, about thoughts and actions and results, and this is what I came up with. And I feel like it's very true. And I feel like that this is a missing piece of the puzzle that isn't taught a lot. We're often told to just do, do, do. And action provides evidence. So when we take action, we are either proving or disproving our thoughts by the results that we are creating. So when we create new thoughts, we get new results. And this is where I was thinking about, okay, my whole journey with fitness and my whole journey with struggling with overeating, everything I read, everything I was told was just, you know, change what you eat, be consistent, go to the gym, which are all great, great strategies, right? That's great advice to do. But the piece that's missing from all of this and that I did not know and that I want to share with you guys is that you can take all the action in the world, right? But until you create new thoughts about how you're going to take action, you're always going to yield negative outcomes. It's not until you create those new thoughts that you're able to chip away from those old thought patterns so that you can then get the positive outcomes, the results that you do want. I used to think if I just kept doing and trying, you know, like cutting out carbs or saying, okay, I can eat carbs, but then I'd overeat them, or, you know, ruining myself at the gym, spending 1, 2, 3 hours sometimes at the gym doing just cardio, killing myself, trying to be skinny. The only results that I saw from this was more overeating and gaining weight or just becoming more miserable, because there was no amount of action that I could take that would make up for my negative thinking. And that's what I want to express to you today. Your results come from your thoughts, regardless of all the action that you're going to take. If you want to change your behaviors, you must change the thoughts you have about your ability and belief of what it is that you want. And what I mean by that is, you know, you might say, I want to lose weight or I want to stop binge eating. But if you've been doing this repetitive negative behavior for 20, 10, 15, 30 years, your outcomes have always been negative. Your outcomes have always been less than desirable. So your actual belief in the ability that you can stop binge eating or you can lose weight, or you that you can have a healthy relationship with food, it's no wonder it's not there. And the reason why it's not there is because your actions yielded your results. All you did was change what someone else told you to do, right? Someone said, just stop eating carbs. You stopped eating carbs and maybe you gained, or maybe you lost a few pounds, but then you gained it right back because you started overeating, right? And then over the years of doing this on again, off again, diet roller coaster, all you've really done is stayed where you are. You may have lost and then you may have gained, and then you lost and gained, and then you just maybe didn't lose anything. You've just maintained, but that still is wearing on your mindset and it's not letting you create a new thought. Your only thought is, this is hard. I can't do this. I suck, whatever it is. So as long as you have those thoughts, you're always going to do actions that are going to reflect those results. Therefore, your outcome, your result, your desire will not be met. And this is the missing piece of the puzzle. This is a piece that I drive in both of my programs, Bend to Balance and Learn, Transform, Grow, because if you don't change your negative thoughts about you, yourself, how you can do things and what you deserve, nothing is ever going to change. So for example, say you are an overeating. So you might think thoughts like eating stuff feels good, right? Eating donuts feels good. So every time you feel bad, you're going to have the thought of, I need a donut, right? And you're going to feel anxious until you take that action and eat. And this is what people don't tell you, right? They don't tell you that it's okay to sit in that anxiety. You're going to live. You're not going to die. What they tell you is just don't eat carbs. Don't eat donuts. So when you're feeling that anxiety, all you want to do is fuel that anxiety by taking action so that it will go away. And it does go away. You'll feel better because you're no longer anxious. But your result will prove that when you need something to do to feel better, your thoughts are always going to say, let's eat. And the reason for this is because the brain has developed a pattern. That's what happens, right? You have this thought, and every time you give into this thought because you feel anxious and you want it to go away, instead of thinking a new thought, you just think, okay, I have to eat. So when you eat, the pattern in your brain is, okay, this is what equals out. She is anxious. She has thoughts of being mad, sad, upset. So she's going to eat. There's nothing in between. There's nothing else to do, right? So your result is going to be weight gain. Your result is inevitably going to be shame, guilt, regret, right? Let's say you're an overspender, right? Let's say you like to shop. So maybe your thoughts are, oh, if I buy something, I'll feel better. So what happens, right? You're on the internet, you're scrolling through, you see a pair of shoes you like, and then you sit on it for a while and you start to feel anxious because you know you want to buy the shoes, but at the same time, you know you want to save money, but those shoes are so cute. And over the years, what you've done is buy because it feels better to buy it to say, okay, whew, I bought those shoes. I feel better, right? But your result will prove that when you need to do something to feel better, you will shop. And then what happens? Then you're going to get a bill and it's going to be something that you don't want to pay. You're going to put it to the side because looking at that bill is just going to remind you of the guilt, shame, and regret that you have for overspending and not saving money. Actions prove evidence. So how do you change that evidence? When you change your thoughts to, I don't need to eat to feel good. I don't need to shop to feel good. And then you don't eat the food and you don't shop. It's going to feel very uncomfortable. It's going to be very difficult. But once you do that, you're going to establish a pattern that was once of thought, feeling, action of, I feel bad, right? I need to shop, I shop. Or I feel bad, I need to eat, so you eat. You're going to establish a new pattern of thought, feeling, action, right? You're going to establish something new. You're going to establish something where I don't need to eat to feel good. So you're going to start to feel better just because you can say that. You know what? That's stepping into your power. I don't need to eat to feel good. You're going to start to feel more powerful about your choices, about yourself, about your desires, about your ability, about being able to believe in yourself. And the action you're going to take is you're not going to eat. And so what are you proving? Right? Your result is now proving that you don't need to eat to feel better. And now you just slash 200-300 calories that you did not need to eat. You feel better, right? You're one step closer to achieving your goals. That feels good. That's the action you want to take. It's when you deviate from that pattern, right? Your brain feels threatened. And it's okay. Your brain is going to feel threatened because you're deviating from what is normal. But you're going to create new thoughts and new actions for new results. And this is the work that you must do. And this is the work, again, that isn't always taught. So how do you take action that is thoughtful, helpful, and more likely to work for you and not sabotage your results? This is where I'm going to ask you to get a pen and paper or rewind this several times so that you can write these down. Because honestly, this is what will work for you. If anything, if you don't have a coach, if you don't want to invest in yourself right now and hire someone that's been there that can help you through this, these are some questions that I asked myself throughout my journey, and it helped me, and I'm hoping that they will help you. So the first step is in asking, what do you want to do? Right? What is it that you want to do? Do you want to stop overeating? Do you want to be consistent with your workouts? Do you want to have a healthy relationship with food? What? Right? So ask yourself, what do you want to do? Then ask yourself, why do you do what you do? Right? So you want these things, but why do you do what you do? Why do you give in to overeating? Why do you choose cookies over a turkey burger and baked potato for lunch? Why do you skip your workouts? Right? Ask yourself those things. First, what is it that you want? Because when you ask yourself this and you give yourself your answer again, if it has meaning, if it has emotion behind it, right? You're connecting yourself to that. Once you can tell yourself what it is that you want, connect yourself to that, then why are you doing what you're doing? Ask yourself that one next, right? Basically, why you do what you do is what are the thoughts and the feelings that drive the behavior that you're doing, right? Why is it that you're overeating? What is the thought that you're having that's driving you to overeat? What are the feelings that you're having that are driving you to overeat? Why are you choosing not to go to the gym? Why are you choosing to skip a workout, right? Another question, ask yourself, what is it that you want, right? What is it that you want to do? When you know what behavior you're seeking to practice, you can then decide what thought you need to think in order to lead you to the behavior you want. So ask yourself, what is it you want to do, right? I want to eat healthy. I want to go to the gym. I want to have a better relationship with my food and body. I want to be able to run outside with my kids. So once you figure out what it is you want to do, seek the thought that you need that's going to lead you to that behavior. Right? Thoughts create feelings, create actions, create results. So when you become present and aligned with yourself in that moment, because typically when we do these things that are overeating, not doing our workouts or not doing what we're supposed to do to get to our goal, it's because we're someplace else. We're not staying present. We're not in the present moment. We're not being mindful or aware of really and truly what it is that we want. So when you stop and you ask yourself, what is it that I really want to do? You're present. And then you can think new thoughts. And when you think those new thoughts, it's going to lead you to the behavior that you want. So you're going to take a new action that's going to support the result. So when you ask yourself, what is it that I want to do? Oh, I want to lose weight. I want to have a healthy relationship with food. So what's my new thought? I don't need to eat to feel good. I don't need to eat right now because I just ate lunch. I'm satisfied, right? By thinking new thoughts and believing in your ability, you drive new actions, which leads to new results. So when you provide evidence to your new thought, you make the change permanent with supporting action. And that's what this is all about. We want to start providing new evidence that are going to support our actions, You can do. You can do all the actions you want. But unless you start believing in your ability and the ability to change your thoughts so that you don't do what you've always done, nothing's going to change. And so I want to help support you in that change. And that's why I'm giving you this podcast, because so many times I hear clients or just people coming to me and they're like, I wish I could stop, right? Well, what are your thoughts about your ability to stop? Do you believe that you deserve to live a life that is healthy, satisfied, fulfilling? Do you deserve to live a life that isn't focused on food or your body? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you're capable of having new thoughts? And you are. Your thoughts have changed over the years. From the time you were able to make up your mind about, do you want a Snickers bar or do you want jelly beans, right? When given the option by your parents, right? You may have thought you wanted the Snickers, but then you thought about it again and thought, no, you know what? I want jelly beans, right? And why? Right? And if you ask a kid, well, why'd you pick jelly beans? More than likely, they'll probably say, I don't know. But they usually have an answer, right? Their thoughts are driving their feelings to take a different action. And you've been doing this your whole life. But for some reason, we get stuck by thinking that, oh my God, I've been in this cycle for years. I can't get out of it. And the only reason why you can't get out of it is because you're choosing not to have a new thought. All you have to do is change your thought, be connected with yourself, understand why you do what you do, right? And then ask yourself what it is that you really want to do. What it is that you really want to do. And once you snap out of it and you put yourself in that present moment and you become in control, that power is going to take over. So, by thinking new thoughts and believing in your ability, you will drive new actions, which will lead you to new results. So, go out there today, change all your thoughts. Change your thoughts, celebrate yourself, get new actions, and get new results. I'll talk to you guys next week. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast where my goal is to empower you to believe that you can absolutely change any habit you want to live the lifestyle you deserve. If this episode resonated with you, please share it on your social media and give me a tag at Erin Avery Fitness. I would love to respond to you and share your share with the world because it is my purpose to help as many people as I possibly can change their life for the better. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.